When it comes to cooking, are you experiencing the winter blahs, trying desperately to come up with yet another recipe for chicken or rice, maybe chicken in rice? How is it that we're stuck there and Kathy Gunst comes up with, oh, winter salad with balsamic glazed turnips and beets? Here in Oz, resident chef Kathy Gunst is the person we turn to for culinary inspiration. We wondered, where does she get hers? And she joins us in the studio. So, Kathy, everything you do is so interesting. Are there days when it just doesn't come to you?
Of course. First of all, you have to acknowledge, if you choose to, that cooking is an art. So like any art form, inspiration comes from so many places. For me, it has to do with nature and seasons and colors and textures. It has to do with spices and travel. I might go to a new restaurant and taste one thing and think, wow, that's such an interesting flavor. What would that be like on pureed celery? Or I might see a painting in a museum and the composition of a landscape with a still life of food and the juxtaposition of, let's say, an oyster next to a smoked hanging ham might give me an idea. So it comes from strange places and very predictable places.
Wow. You know, because I consider myself really inspired if I, let's say, put honey in the soy sauce that I'm stir-frying vegetables with. That to me is like a big night.
But it is, but right?
But here you are, and you're reminding us, look at a painting, and maybe you can make a meal that has the same composition. So,
but you also have to understand, I live and breathe this. The minute we finish a meal, I'm thinking, what are we having for the next meal? And it's a joke in our family, and I know so many other food-obsessed people who are like that. This is the thing. Is it an art? I think it is. But unlike other arts, we don't need to paint. We don't need to sculpt. But we do need to eat.
We have to eat, right.
So my position is, why not make that as creative and pleasurable and simple as possible?
Okay, talk about other inspirations. Farmers markets.
Farmers markets, I mean, obviously all summer there's this array of beautiful food. In my part of northern New England, we now have a winter farmers market almost every weekend. Now, what's at a winter farmers market? Yes, it's a lot of root vegetables, but you know what? That's what's seasonal. And I do find inspiration there. Last week, there were carrots. Boring, right? So I just started grating them. And then I added some scallions and I added sumac, a Middle Eastern spice. And then I added some olive oil and really good vinegar. And I warmed some crusty bread and some local cheese. And we had a perfect winter lunch. There were daikon radishes at the farmer's market. These are these long, pale white, not particularly beautiful. Brought them home, thought, what am I going to do with this now that I've bought it? Sliced them paper thin. Added a half a cup of white wine vinegar and a half a cup of rice vinegar, a pinch of salt, and a pinch of sugar. Pickles, 15 minutes later. We had them with some ham. They cut, you know, very rich foods. Pickles are wonderful in the winter because they really spice up your palate. They wake you up. We had it with a pork stew later that night. These pickles were genius. At the market was celery root, also called celeriac. Very ugly. It's a gnarly beige thing. There's a classic French bistro dish called celery remoulade where they cut raw celery root and mix it with mayonnaise. But I wanted something else. And there, the guy next to him at the farmer's market had a fresh bulb of fennel, which is also available through the winter. Ah, fennel. Little licorice flavor. So I'm thinking of the crunchy, rooty celery flavor with the fennel. So I made a winter slaw for you. Very thinly sliced celery root and fresh fennel with a lot of fresh winter parsley, lemon juice, which softens the root vegetables, olive oil, and a touch of mayonnaise. So I call it a winter slaw. And then I toasted some pecans and sprinkled them on the top. Good crunch. And crunch in the winter is a good thing. We want that. We also want to eat salads in the winter, but we don't know how to. So this is a kind of creative way.
Boy, this is delicious. Much like a coleslaw, but I can taste the licorice. I can taste the different taste. Okay. You say other sources of inspiration when you travel. Leftovers inspire you to try to do something new with them. Accidentally, you'll find something. What are some other sources?
Leftovers for most people are just a pain. But for me, two things happened last week. I opened the vegetable bin and I had half a cauliflower. And the part of me that wants to take a nap is like, get rid of that thing. You know, mm-hmm. who wants that? But I thought, So I cut it up into little florets. I put the oven at 475. I tossed the little bits of cauliflower with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and I roasted it. I added an onion chopped up. Then I added a cup of sun-dried cranberries. And then I added a splash of balsamic vinegar, so it kind of glazed it. Never, ever would have thought of this, but I had the cranberries because I had made granola, and there was half a cauliflower. That's one example. Another one, my husband was away. So whenever he's away, I try to eat things that he doesn't like, and he doesn't like shaped pasta. Weird guy. Anyway, there was rigatoni, but what will I have with it? Again, there was half a zucchini. So I sautéed that with a lot of garlic from the garden, and then I thought, little spice. So I took a chili pepper from my garden that was dry, and I sprinkled that in, a lot of winter parsley, found some almonds, and then threw it in with the hot rigatoni, threw in a few tablespoons of the pasta water, because that's a starch, and it's a thickener, and then I threw in some local winter baby spinach leaves, and the heat of the pasta wilted them. Grated Parmesan. Never would have done it. Total new favorite.
So inspiration can come from anywhere. You have one that's kind of unorthodox?
Well, I have had dreams where I've been in the middle of working on a cookbook, and I will wake up in the morning. Here's the weirdest one I've ever had. I dreamt about a strawberry sandwich, and I woke up and I thought, what was that? You know, you're brushing your teeth and you're remembering your dream. And then I thought, what would that be? You know, bread with strawberry in it. And I realized, no, in the dream, the strawberry was the sandwich. So it was the spring and I got some strawberries and I cut one in half and I looked at these two beautiful little red pieces of fruit and I'm like, that's the bread.
Yeah.
So what do I put in the middle? And I first thought it should be sweet. No, it shouldn't be sweet. In the dream, it wasn't sweet. I remembered salty. So I found some really good prosciutto ham, and I put that in with some arugula or baby spinach and black pepper and a little drizzle of balsamic vinegar that I had reduced, and I had a strawberry sandwich. If you had said to me, oh, Kathy, why don't you make a strawberry sandwich with ham and spinach? I would have been like, uh-huh, no. It was the most adorable little thing. It utterly came to me in a dream. Another great thing that can happen sometime are accidents. When my youngest daughter, Emma, was a little girl, I was roasting potatoes one night, and we also were going to be having fish. So I had a jar of capers there, and she wanted to help. Oh, mommy, mommy, mommy. And the next thing I know, she had dumped the whole jar of capers into this hot pan of roasted potatoes. Mm-mm. And my first reaction is, ugh. And then I looked at it, and I'm like, Emma, this might be good. And capers and roast potatoes, fabulous. Of course, I printed it in a cookbook and called it Emma Potatoes, and we have it all the time now. I wanted to give you one more example. I was looking through some old recipes, and there was one for tarragon chicken with roast pears and potatoes. And this is what the introduction, the note, you know, the little head note of my recipe said. This wonderful chicken happened by chance. In this case, I had just arrived at a friend's house in the south of France. I had bought a chicken from the local butcher shop. There were fresh pears from a neighbor's tree, a few leeks, potatoes, and garlic from the market. The tarragon was snipped from the 3-foot-high bush growing outside the door and the bay leaves picked from the neighbor's tree. I would never have come up with this dish at home, but sometimes an unlikely combination of ingredients present themselves.
Isn't that something?
There it came, and again, it's a favorite family recipe.
Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst on what inspires her. And of course, Kathy, one of the things that inspires us is you.
Oh, thank you. So good to be here. Stay inspired. Don't let winter food get you down.
And for Kathy's recipes, go to herenow.org. You can also see videos of her making the roast tarragon chicken with leeks, pears, and potatoes, and the roasted cauliflower with sun-dried cranberries, parsley, and scallions. Oh, my God, it makes me hungry. Herenow.org. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.